The only thing that helps you have effect in prayer, make effectual petitions before God, is knowledge. Daniel said something. He said, let's just quickly read that. The book of Daniel chapter 9. He said, in the first year of Darius, the son of Ahasuerus, who was made king over the kingdom of the Chaldeans, in the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, observed in the books, that's the book of Jeremiah he was referring to, the number of the years which was revealed as the word of the Lord to Jeremiah the prophet for the completion of the desolations of Jerusalem. That is 70 years. So I gave my attention to the Lord God to seek him by prayer and supplications with fasting, sackcloth, and ashes. And then he began to pray in verse 4. Now, what did I bring up from here? Until he had understanding of the plan of God, he was not able to pray effectively. He said, I, Daniel, observed in the books the number of the years which was revealed as the word of the Lord to Jeremiah the prophet for the completion of the desolations of Jerusalem, namely 70 years. So I began to pray. Until he had understanding, he could not pray effectively. Until he was aware of what God wanted to do, he could not pray effectively. Listen, I was going to make a statement. My experience is that a lot of people, now, when you give them a choice, they say they are prayer warriors. Now, please, if you're a prayer warrior, don't be angry with me. Don't be angry with me. I was sent by God to help you. Cornelius was doing a lot of good works. He was giving alms. He was praying the Jewish way regularly. And the angels were saying, ah, now wow, how this guy, good man, just wasting time. So what did they do? His alms were presented to God. Said, see, this man is a good man. God said, go and show him the way of salvation. Are you getting my point? Yes, that's a matter of fact. Okay? The fact that you are good, you have good intentions, does not mean you are right. You can be sincere and sincerely wrong. Are you getting what I'm saying? Yes, that is a matter of fact. Now, I've said before that what God owes the sincere, righteous man who is wrong is to correct him. God will never bless his error. Look, even if you read that in times past, God overlooked some things. He never blessed those things. My good example all the time, all right, is the issue of David. David was a man after God's heart. True or false? Did God love David? If you believe that, say amen. Did God love him so much he made a special arrangement for him? Yes, God did. But go and check it. At the age of 70-something, David was weak and tired. Moses was 120 years old. His eyes were not dim. His strength did not abate. The one that they were holding David, he will not go to war with us again, lest the light of Israel be quenched. He was 70-something. At the age of 85, Caleb went to Moses and said, please, that mountain. He went to Joshua. He said, that mountain, Moses said, is my own. Just give me the order. Let me go and take it. Because as my strength was 45 years ago, so is my strength today. How come at the age of 85, one man was warming up for battle? David, you were using small girl to warm him up. Why? It was those women that leaked his energy. That's why they had to give him one to give him some energy back. So your senior sisters have collected king's energy. You go and warm. Yes, it sounds funny, but I'm not joking about it. I mean it. So even though God was overlooking, there is no man with all the love that God had for David that will humanize the way David did and will live long like that. Did you hear that Moses was carrying women all over the place? No. Abraham, he married that his wife. When she gave birth to Isaac, the only problem he had in his life was related to the wife saying that, please, okay, maybe that's the only problem the man had in his life. It was until that wife died that he went and married Keturah. That was why he was an old man and still growing richer. With all the love God had for David, everywhere David went, he said, ah! Nabal has died. Go bring his wife. He go collect. The first 5 children of David were born by 5 different women. You know what it means? 5 women were pregnant at the same time. For only one person. Bros, you could not have lived long. It's not possible. No, go and check it. All David's children, the first 4 or 5 boys, were born by different women. What does that tell you? They were all pregnant about the same time. Before the one could have the next baby, the other, that is baby, David, I was just watching, one of those men, that Solomon inherited it from David, and it was amplified in the life of Solomon. And then that now destroyed everything, finally. God doesn't talk, doesn't mean it is right. And if it is not right, no matter how big your faith is in other areas, there's one part of your life that will not be complete. Don't just enjoy disobedience, because God is not talking. The Lord is good. Now, let me get back to why I sidetracked into that, trying to explain the fact that if you are wrong, you are wrong. Enugu? If you are wrong, you are wrong. You should be corrected. So, if you are prayer, don't be angry. Nothing personal. Just my observation. For all these years of being a believer and observing things, I have noticed that most people who call themselves prayer warriors are very ignorant people, because they will never accept to settle down and learn. I didn't say all, I said most. Every opportunity, talk. They never listen to God. God must always listen to them. Please. I'm not saying that's the law of God. I'm saying that's been my what? Observation. They don't believe in learning. If you say, come, let's go and study the word of God. In fact, that is, many of them consider it a waste of time. That the reason why you settle down like this to learn is because you are not spiritual. If you were spiritual, you'd be out there praying, fighting the devil, bringing down strongholds, binding principalities and powers over the airspace, pursuing. No, I'm serious. If you have a different experience, please, you may share it with me. But this has been my own experience. And you hear them talk, most of them that I know, very ignorant people. If the devil came to them wearing a red cap, they won't be able to identify that this is the devil. But they pursue the devil in everything. And they find bat, devil. You know, I told you about my bat. One brother now sent me a message, a picture. He came out in the morning, he saw crab on his doormat. You hear what I say? He opened his door. Crab was waiting there. So he took a picture and sent it to me. So, okay, what do I do? I said, do you like crabs? Eat it. I said, if you like crabs, eat it. Let me say it to you again. That if they give you jazzed up chicken, that if somebody used chicken to do jazz and put it at your doorstep, when you come out in the morning, what do? Give thanks. Collect the thing. Make chicken pepper soup, chicken stew, chicken rice, whatever, but eat it. Don't let it go. Don't let it go. If you let it go, you're a sinner. You should know when God has supplied your need abundantly. Did you not say it will cause prosperity to flow towards you like a river? I hope you're getting my point. That's what I have noticed. Unfortunately, the devil thrives in the midst of ignorance. No matter how much you pray, if you're ignorant, the devil will be your friend. Let me say it again. No matter how much you pray, if ignorance is with you, the devil is with you. You must understand what ignorance is. Ignorance, listen, the word of God is what? Light. True or false? What is darkness? Absence of light. Are you seeing what I'm saying? If somebody is not filled with the knowledge of the word of God, darkness is all over him. And Satan always thrives in darkness. Let me say it again. You cannot use ignorance to pray. It does not work. The number one weapon Satan uses, well, I don't know what is number one. There are two of them, as I'm going to explain today. One of them is ignorance. The Bible says clearly, my people are destroyed. Why? For lack of knowledge. The world tells them lies. Oh God, please let me explain something to you. I said this, Satan cannot help lying. When they say he's the God of this world, that is what the world always brings out to you most of the time, lies. 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 Once I was watching, you know, there are things that annoy me. I would just pray against them that God would destroy them, and God would destroy them for my sake. You remember Oluchi, Prince of Africa? Yes. One day they were talking about what kind of good the eminent face of Africa thing had done in Nigeria. So I was watching them. So let them want to start telling lies. The man opened his mouth and said that, can you see what face of Africa have done? That imagine Oluchi was there selling bread, but face of Africa has now given an opportunity. And I said, opportunity to do what? Oluchi was a student, secondary school girl, selling bread part-time, like Fola Adeola was selling oranges. You know who's Fola Adeola? How many of you know Fola Adeola? the founding CEO of GTB, became chairman, very wealthy man. Yet, Fola Adeola, as a young boy in Yaba in Lagos, used to sell oranges. So Oluchi could have sold bread and become the next Okonjo-Iweala of Nigeria. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Let Mnet, Face of Africa, not come and lie to me. You send the girl to New York to be walking half naked. That nonsense. And lie to me that you gave her an opportunity. You did not. You didn't send her to school in New York. I hope you know that. You did not. What is the big deal about selling bread? He says it's child abuse. If the child doesn't sell bread, hunger will abuse him. What's the big deal about selling bread? If you can sell bread and still go to school, you have a future. The problem is when you sell bread and you don't do any other thing. You sell bread and you sit down there at night, you're still selling, or after that you sell tomato, then you are just, but you go to school, selling your bread is part-time, you're blessed. You are blessed. Men have sold oranges and they have become CEOs of biggest banks in Nigeria. So what is the big deal? The world is always telling you lies. They tell people lies. And that, you know what? The problem you have is that you are in Enugu. If only you are in Lagos, it's a lie. Every day they'll be watching television, they'll be telling that the GDP of this country, you know, I heard myself preaching on radio. This is one of our old messages. They said that when they wanted to move to Vietnam, they said Vietnamese people couldn't afford phones. That one third of Vietnamese people started carrying mobile phones. They were saying, where did they come from? In Nigeria, they said we couldn't afford phones. Then they came in, we bought up food that MTN ran away from South Africa and ran to Nigeria. The God of this world, that's Satan, he tells lies. Anytime you watch TV, you listen to the radio, they are telling you lies. They tell you global warming, global warming, global warming. Then the Americans starts getting colder, colder, colder. They come out, Obama will shiver and say, the globe is getting warmer, it's getting warmer. And the man is freezing to death. Be deceiving us. Listen, Satan thrives where we discountenance the word of God. When the word of God is not, when the knowledge of God does not fill your heart, Satan is thriving. Let me say to you, most of medicine they practice today is satanic lies. It's been found out that the more checkup you go for, the more. Okay, let me not quote this as a medical fact, but it's a matter of fact. They won't agree. But the more checkup you go for, the sicker you become. So much an American doctor said, should I be tested for cancer? He wrote a whole book. Should I be tested? What you don't realize is that most of what they propagate is money-driven, not health-driven. This one is a scientific fact. What I want to tell you, it's not a joke. It's a scientific fact that mammography does not prevent breast cancer. It does not help you at all. That one is a scientific fact. This one, I'm not joking. I'm a pathologist, so in case I'm not kidding about it, I can give you data on it. Going for routine mammography does not help you. He said, but what do you mean? Don't they know? They know. But the people who are making the machine has to make money. So they won't tell you. About 2 years ago, PSA, prostate-specific antigen. He said, every man, by the time you cross the age of 50, go and check your PSA. One big American committee finally settled down and said that it is of no benefit. And the man who invented the test said it is nothing better than the toss of a coin. That you may set all the men, queue up, head or tail, prostate cancer. Head, go for treatment. Next, tail, don't go for treatment. He said, I'm not imagining. If I open my computer, these are publications I have, I can hand them to you. What I'm talking about is that, why on earth do they still propagate it? Because the people who make those things have to make money. And they are now fighting it. That no, we have to continue doing it. I told you that day about what they call it, this thing we watched. This documentary I watched, Inside Job. Listen, let me just say it before I tell you about Inside Job. That's why in medical publications, you have to declare who's your friend when you're publishing something. Because they know that human beings lies too plenty. Lies. So because these people will rewrite scientific results to favor a drug company so that their drugs can sell. And they will now be telling you that you are believing in, they say you're a Christian, that you don't have to go to hospital, that's how you just die. Listen, you will live longer. Amen. Believe in the word of God. I'm telling you the truth. I'm telling you the truth. I won't lie to you. I was reading somewhere that annually, more people die from medical mistakes in the United States than died from the Vietnam War put together. Every year, till this year. You know what I'm saying? All this? So that you will remove your faith from human beings. They are of their father, the devil. Most of them. You know what I said? The world lies. Satan has a lot of disciples he has sent into pulpits, fake pulpits everywhere. And those ones start lying against the word of Christ. There's a reason why I say the word of Christ. I didn't just say the word of God. There's something about the word of Christ. This is the lie that many people who claim to be preachers tell you. Tell the people. They tell, try to tell me, I don't listen. They start telling you, if somebody ate your placenta when you were born, there's a curse working in your life. If your placenta was not properly buried, and then a cat took it away and gave it to a dog who shared it with a mouse, your life has been shared to pieces. That's why your business have not done well. If when your mother, that is, they start giving you all those stories, this is African mythology that has been Christianized and is now being preached from pulpits by people more ignorant than those they are preaching to. Did you hear what I said? I don't care who hung your umbilical cord around his neck. Even if they used it to feed the new dog they bought for you when you were born, it has nothing to do with your destiny as a believer in Christ Jesus. It cannot hinder it. Listen, I'm not saying pray about it. I'm saying ignore it. It's a fat lie. If you call me and say, ah, Pastor Banky, your suit is ready. Which one? I said, the one that you're planning to wear to the moon next week. Will I answer you? I won't even get angry. Are you getting my point? Yes, I will just laugh. That's, you must be a comedian. So, if, listen, what I'm telling you is a matter of fact. Ignorance is where Satan thrives. And let me tell you something. Don't say, let's just to be sure. Listen, anything you do, and I told you something I don't do. Anytime people send me all these funny emails, it's not popular again these days, but those days, it was quite popular. They send you an email, before it was with letter. They write you a letter, say, photocopy this letter and send to 8 people. Inside it, they'll be saying the Tantra totem of the most high order of Buddhism, whatever. They write one name. And that one man sent this one to 15 people. The following week, he got $15 million. One man sent it to 75 people. At the end of the day, 75 houses were sold. He was an estate agent. He sold 75 houses, and he made a lot of money. Then one man sent it to 12 people. All his wife had 3 sets of quadruplets, you know, over the next 6 months. You know, I don't know how she managed it, but it happened. That's what I'm saying. They said that kind of thing. But one man did not send it. His car had an accident, and he almost died. Another one did not send it, they sacked him from work. They will list all those things. Even those who don't believe in God will start sending. They became email for all the 17 people. They attach a blessing to it. You see, if you want to send me an email and want me to forward it to people, make sure it's interesting, but don't tell me to forward. Once you tell me to forward and you attach a blessing, that's it. I delete it. Forward it, you'll be blessing somebody and God will bless you back. That's it. I won't send it. This is just my personal revolt against certain principles. Now, why did I tell the story? So some say, one day I went to see a friend of mine. He was making those letters. Ah, oh boy, what are you doing with this? I read there. I said, this is not true. He said, just to be sure. Why take chances? You never can tell. He just, nobody saying you believe in shy. Nobody saying I believe in, but me, I just do them. You know, those kind of things. Little to lose, much to gain. You've heard it before. Yes, little to lose, much to gain. Now, I'm going somewhere. I always refuse to do any of those things. This is the reason why I'm telling you this whole story. Because anytime you do it, they say to you, little to lose, much to gain. It's a lie. A door of fear is being opened in your life. You hear what I said? They make it look like there's nothing. No, there is something. You are accepting a principle of oppression into your life. I have a law. I always delete such mails. I have a law. If it's a letter, if you're a friend, I warn you. If I know who sent it, I warn you never to try it again. I have never in my life. That's started floating around when I was in university. That's before 1991. I have never forwarded one to anybody. He says, little to lose, much to gain. It's not true. It's not true. You are losing a lot. What you are losing is soundness of faith. What you are losing is that you are opening the door, all right, of lies into your life. You are saying to the realm of the spirit, I am subject to such machinations. So what do? I say no. That's, oh yeah. Let me see what will be destroyed in my life. So what about the blessing? You know, there's one thing. I have never, listen, since God opened my eyes to see the scriptures, I have never done anything because I want a special blessing. If I did, I forgot. And I repented in case I did. What am I going to explain? He said that, do this, you will get 5,000, this. I said, no. My life is not a game of chance. And I will never play a game of chance. That's why I don't do lottery. That is, it's just against my rules. No, I know they do. It's not a game of chance. My life is not a game of chance. Making progress based on chance. No. I am not doing. It's not a game of chance. You know the funny thing? The days of application, you know when you say apply? Apply because when I started working a lot. Do you know, I can't remember writing 2 applications in my life. When I left school, hey, where you do house job? Where's your? I said, I am going to Ondo State Hospital Manager's Board. That's the funny thing. That was the only. That is, it didn't work. I said, okay, submit here. I said, no. That is the one I am going to. That's the only one I dropped. I'm not saying it's a sin to say, do 10 applications. So. But me, I just have never done it. And what is me? I just said simply, my life is not a game of chance. You're not playing chance game with my life. It's a spiritual principle. I imbibed it. I said, I'm not doing. They say, drink extra, but you may win. You may win Jetta those days. They didn't give anything to anybody. I don't know about now. Those days, those guys were criminals, man. I remember when they were giving out how many Deu racers. It's a lie. They didn't give out anything. They go and hire some people to stand on the car and say, yes, thanks, 7-Up. You know, they say, well, you know somebody's lying. How can you give a Paul Lagosian a brown new racer Deu? And he'll be saying, I thank 7-Up. I thank 7-Up. I thank 7-Up. I don't know that you get the point. They give you brand new racer. Not today. I'm talking about 1992, 93, they give 94. They give you brand new racer. You stand there and say, I thank 7-Up. I told you, I said, these people are telling lies. And next thing I saw in the paper, they had summoned them to one government panel. I'm serious. I said, hey, I told you people are telling lies. They're telling lies. They now stopped the promo all of a sudden. Boom! Why they said that they have found out that the rate of diabetes has increased inside the promo. I say, yeah. What I'm saying is not a joke. This was in the newspapers. That they said the rate of diabetes, all right, has increased inside the promo. That people are not drinking too much 7-Up. So they now stopped it. Ah! Nigeria does not have that speed of reporting diseases at all. Even America that reports it, before they analyze it, the year will end. Before CDC compiles that thing, the year will end. Not during your 6 months of promo. So, of course, trust me. And they say, drink this, you win this. I say, I know they drink. I just refuse to drink. I'm not drinking. I am not, if I wanted to drink before, you understand? Okay, I seek first the kingdom of my normal drinking, and maybe a winning shall be added unto me. But I will not drink because you are offering something. And I say to them simply, my reason, because my life is not a game of chance. I don't know why I get the point I'm making. It's just a principle. It's a principle. So that's why those people say, I said, no, I just refuse. I just totally will refuse. Why? It's not just about little to lose, much to gain. It is that for me, I understand that I'm opening my life up for certain spiritual forces, and I would not accept that. I'm not going to forward let, and that is why, listen, let me tell you the truth. I'm telling you the truth, eh? Even this one we do these days is all sorcery. Did you hear what I said? What did I call it? In churches, oh. Sorcery. One man said that, come and bring an offering. Come tomorrow, I'll wash your hand with oil. You will step into prosperity. God forbid. You're a witch, you. I want to wash my hand with oil because I gave an offering. I won't answer you. I will not answer you. I will not answer you. You can be asking for 10,000 and I'm going to give 50. Say, Pastor, if you want, I'll wash your head with water. Who wash my hand with oil? nonsense. Listen, you know why I talk like that? This is my reason. I understand I am already blessed. I don't know what I get my point. You are already blessed. Amen. Let nobody deceive you. That is one small thing that you want to do now that is off the normal, that it will be the source of blessing. No. That's why I keep on warning you. Be careful how you analyze the story of the widow of Zarephath. They gave one special offering and her breakthrough came. I said, listen, the woman was a habitual giver. I don't know whether you're getting what I'm saying. I don't have time for, if you want to know the details, please go and read my book, Great Faith Can Be Yours. I explained it in there. If you were not a giver before, if you like, come to Elijah, the house. Is this where the prophet is? Good morning, sir. We just know that you have a special anointing that when we'll give you our last meal, prosperity will not end. So we have gone to sell our goats, sell our fowl to come and give you. Let me ask you a simple question. Do you think those people have gotten anything from Elijah? The answer is no, because God said to Elijah, you are going to go to Zarephath, to the house of a widow. I have commanded her to take care of you. He went there looking for one person, not an open-armed breakthrough. No, anybody walking, you get it. No, no. There's one that's open for everybody. Pray to God. You understand my point? That's it. Live a life of faith, and everything will be added unto you. I'm explaining something. Satan capitalizes on people's ignorance. They don't realize they are blessed. Do you know those people that I said are agents of Satan behind pulpits, they still tell children of God that they need deliverance from ancestral curses? I've come to tell you today, it's a lie. What did I say? Let me say it. It's a lie of the devil. It's not just a lie. It's a lie fabricated by the devil. Because for you to need deliverance from ancestral curses, it means you are bound currently by ancestral curses. So if you believe you are bound by ancestral curses, please, go for the deliverance. You know what that means? Once you say, yes, I will go for the deliverance, the ancestral curses, they will mount up, say, now he has agreed that he's bound. Now she has agreed she's bound. Let me say to you again, say, but what about the problems I've been having? Who doesn't have problems? Even Jesus had a few problems. If Judas is in your ministry, you don't think you have a problem? It's a question. Was that the only problem he had? That was not the only problem he had. If they tried to stone you, that's not a problem. No, think about it. Jesus would say that, I think there's a curse in my life. Say, why? 13 times they've tried to kill me. Before they finally succeeded. So, do you think, you think I have problems? Let me tell you more problems now. When your treasurer is the thief, your accountant, your business, is the thief. If it is a problem, Jesus had his own fair share. When your brothers, you are talking about problems. When your brothers and your mother, not just any mother, Mother Mary, they gather and say to you, you are besides yourself. I don't know whether you are getting what I'm saying. You have a problem. You think you have problems? You think you have problems? When you go to your own hometown and everybody, they yimu for you. You know what they call yimu? We hear that you worked miracles in Capernaum. That you raised a widow. When you went to 9, you raised a widow's son. Is that so? Jesus, Jesus. You don't make a No, and they tell you, say, by the way, sorry, my dog just died. You go try and raise her up. No, you'll be sitting in the parlor. You came to see your mother. And two of your cousins, you're hanging behind the window. He's inside there. Eh? That man that is sick, let's go. Let's see. He said they raised the sick. Let's carry him there now. Like, cousin Jace, you don't come. I beg, get one bros with a sick for that side. You think you have problems? That was, it sounds funny now. That was what they did Jesus Christ. That was exactly what they did to him. They went and gathered his mother. Mama, come. Your son don't be mad. And the poor woman said, okay, let me come too. They said, your mother is looking for him. He had to refuse to see them. They were, when your own family is a distraction to your ministry, you have a problem. You go home, nobody believes in you. They are making mockery of your ministry. Those things you did there, come and do it at home so we can believe. He had to open his mouth and say, a prophet is not without honor, but when he gets into his own household. You think he was saying it with joy? Say, oh, Peter, guess what? Ha, we are without honor here. My God, we are without honor here. It was lamentation. Like, can you see? We can't help them. So now, you're not angry with me now when I tell you that even Jesus had problems. Because you know before, you thought that, no, Jesus never had problems. I could tell you more of his problems. His workers were problematic too. You think he had bad stuff? He had. He came and said, beware of the leaving of the Pharisees. Say, you know why he's talking like that? We didn't carry food. Oh, God. Insult. Insult. He was just advising them about their lives. Be careful, though. They went there and said, they said, bros, don't be hungry. We're not carrying food. It is vexed. You're talking about problems. That was a man who saw problems. You're talking about problems? In the midst of your affliction, your number one disciple denies you. In the midst, you know, it's not normal. In the midst, when they are being flogged and being crowned with thorns, they hear one of them say, I don't know him. Who? That guy? Never seen him before. He said, Israel. You're talking about problems. Oh, and then you see, even Jesus Christ, if I tell you this, even God, he has some problems. He finished creating humanity. The Bible said that God, he said, why did I put this people on the earth? The people of Israel was taken out of the promised land. They were a problem. Every moment. So God, that the Bible says, slow to anger. You know, if it is Pastor Banky, now he says he's quick to anger, maybe. It is God, slow to anger and abundant love. He said, Moses, move back. Let me smoke somebody. That was how much they provoked him. What am I saying? So you've had problems in life, you're in good company. You know the only people that don't have problems? Dead people inside the grave. If earthquake shake, they no go move. If you are alive, welcome to a world of problems. Now that's why Jesus said, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. He said, he that endures till the end shall be saved. He kept on explaining that this is the crown I give to an overcomer. How can he be crowning overcomers if they were not overcoming something? Let me say it to you again. You have problems. It's not a sign of a curse. It's a sign that you are alive. You hear what I said? You have problems doesn't mean you are cursed though. It means what? It means you are alive. It means you can overcome. It means the glory of God will be demonstrated in your life. Go and listen to that message I preached some time ago. I called it the satisfaction of the Father. God only gets his satisfaction when he helps you solve a problem. He said, call upon me in the day of trouble, and then I will answer you, and you will honor me. That's what he's saying. So you have issues, forget it. It's not a sign of a curse. That's what I'm trying to say. Because people have said that you pick a few problems they've had in their lives and they say that they are cursed. You are not. It is not possible for you to be cursed. It is what? Not possible. You are blessed. You are blessed beyond the curse. You are lifted up with Christ Jesus. You are seated with him on the right side of God, higher than every curse, every operation of the devil. You are higher than them in the name of Jesus Christ. Let nobody lie to you. I said to you, Satan only thrives in the place of ignorance. Number one way, therefore, that is another way by which you handle the devil in our lives is to fill our hearts with what? With knowledge. Don't be a shouting prayer warrior. Listen, the more you know, the fewer you talk. And I want the TDJ said, he said, no truly powerful person talks all the time. Even the Bible says, he said, listen, God is in heaven, you're on earth, let your words be what? Few. It's only the Gentiles and Pharisees that talk plenty, thinking, Jesus said, they will be heard by their much words, by their plenty words. I say it again, most of the people I've seen this in all these years, who consider prayer warriors, they are very ignorant people who are not disciplined to seek knowledge. Many of them take pride in the fact that they are warriors. warriors going to battle with that weapon. The weapon of the Spirit is the Word of God. And there are two sides of the Word of God. Okay, let me give you the old Greek words we used to use it in school. There is the logos, and there is the rhema. What do I mean? Or what does that mean? Let me explain it this way. There is a general understanding. There is a general word that's there for everybody. Then there's a second word of God, which is that which God quickens and you know it's applying to your life specifically today. You need both of them to do effective warfare. I don't know what you hear what I said. It's good to know God generally, but there are words that, I remember that day, oh God, I heard that scripture. Behold, I cause prosperity to flow towards you like a river, and the wealth of the nations like an overflowing stream. That's a rhema word. That it wasn't just knowledge, it wasn't just understanding, it wasn't just something we just know somewhere. I said, this is a direct word that God is releasing to say to me, Banky, in your life, don't ever worry about money. Do what you have to do. Don't worry about money. You need both of them to handle the devil in your life. Devil only works when there's ignorance. He said, my people are destroyed. For what? Lack of knowledge. Let us close. Let us close. Let us say, Lord, we thank you. Say, Lord, we thank you. Say, Lord, we thank you. Because your word is good. Once again, declare, say, I am free in the name of Jesus Christ. Say it after me. Say, I am free in the name of Jesus. Say, I am free in the name of Jesus Christ. Say, the problems of my life, they are not a sign of a curse. Say it loud. Because I have been delivered. I don't walk by what I see. I don't walk by how I feel. I walk by what I know. Say it. I walk by what I know. And that is the word of God. The word of God says, I am free. Therefore, I am free. Say it again. Say, the word of God says, I am free. Therefore, I am free. Say, I am free. How I feel does not matter. I am free. What I see doesn't matter. The truth is that I am free. And my freedom will manifest this year. Because this is my year of fruitfulness. Let's rise to our feet. Let's share the grace. So we'll be out of here. Remember, today's message is available on CD. All right. Because of the grace of the Lord Jesus, surely we have passed out of death and we have passed into life. We have passed out of darkness into the light of Christ. We have passed out from under the curse into the blessing. All things have passed away in our lives. We are now filled with the Spirit of Christ. Say it loud, we live above sin and walk above the devil because we are seated high above with Christ. This is our season of fruitfulness. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.